This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. We appreciate you being with us on this Black Friday. You can listen to us so many different ways. You can listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network. Also on Sirius XM, Channel 206. You can also check us out using the radio.com app, the CBS Sports app, or Apple Music. Our next guest, one of the college football voices on Fox, coming up this weekend. He's got the Apple Cup. He's got Washington and Washington State later on with Spencer Tillman, one of the longtime voices and most respected voices in the game, our friend Tim Brando. Tim, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great, BA, and I have to tell you, even by my standards, this is quite a weekend for us. We've got not only the game today with Wazoo and Washington State in the Apple Cup, and I've never done an Apple Cup, so I'm excited about it. Then we head off to Palo Alto for Notre Dame and Stanford on Saturday. So back-to-back, 4 o'clock Eastern games on Fox, and I've been at this a long time, but I've never done 2 college football games on successive days at any network, and I worked at several, as you know. So I've been using. I got to Seattle late on Wednesday, and I've been, as they say, resting up the vocal cords and making sure I take the Dayquil and NyQuil to keep the congestion out of the vocal cords. You know, between now and when I tee it up a little bit later today.
No doubt. So 4 o'clock later on today, the Apple Cup, 4 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. You've got Notre Dame, Stanford, 2 great matchups with a lot of history. One of the things, though, that you rail on is the pure playoff privilege. And this year, the playoff rankings, we've seen this yet again. And this week, the playoff committee jumped Ohio State over LSU into number one. Do you think that had to do with the brand that Ohio State is beyond just what they're doing on the field?
No, not really. I think that there are legitimate points that have been made about the difference between Ohio State's being a complete team, both defensively as well as offensively. I frankly, in my own rankings that I put out each Monday, I thought very closely about jumping Ohio State over LSU, and I chose not to because they didn't finish the deal. They had a sloppy second half, turned it over 3 times against Penn State, didn't look particularly good with a lead, and that, frankly, has been the problem for LSU. Similar situation. They played more, obviously, more good teams than Ohio State has. Their resume reads better than the Buckeyes in terms of top 10 wins and quality of competition. But and Ohio State's got, obviously, a big one with Michigan coming up, so that'll change a little bit. That's all fluid. But LSU's problem has been they've jumped out to these big leads like they did against Alabama, like they did against Ole Miss, and they've gotten lazy defensively in the second half, giving up a lot of yards and a lot of points, and it finally caught up to them. So I had no problem. I've got a lot of problems with the committee. Jumping Ohio State over LSU is not one of them. I do think that there's gerrymandering. This is the gerrymandering period for the committee. And by that I mean they have a no-win situation. This is a year for 8 teams. It's not a year for 4 teams. And they got all kinds of problems looming given the outcomes of some of the games this weekend. And obviously next weekend too. So what I think they're doing now is setting things up to keep LSU and Alabama apart, potentially, for a rematch in the semifinals. Because I think there's a very good chance that the poster child for pure playoff privilege, Alabama, will get in, provided LSU beats Georgia. But if Alabama sneaks in, they're going to be sneaking in the four hole. All right, so one plays 4 and 2 plays 3. I don't think the committee wants any part of a rematch with LSU and Alabama necessarily. But if they're going to have to do it, they certainly don't want it to be in the semifinals. So by moving LSU down into the two hole, you know, in their subconscious, I'm not saying it's a conscious thought at this stage, but I think that in the back of their minds, these are human beings, they're setting themselves up for the potential of having Ohio State as the one, Bama as the four, and then LSU in the two hole and Clemson in the three. That's what I see. That's in the back of their minds based on, you know, what's going on. Now, we've got all kinds of other issues outside of those four schools and two out of the SEC, particularly if Auburn beats Alabama, which I think is a very real possibility. Utah, if they handle Oregon without any problem, is, you know, they could jump Alabama. Oklahoma or Baylor, either one is a 12-1 Big 12 champion, in my opinion, should, by all reasonable thoughts, would have enough done from a criteria standpoint or criteria meaningful VA to jump Alabama. But I don't think the criteria really matters that much. Now, this is a beauty contest, and Alabama, I still think, sits very pretty to get in with a loss to LSU. And I even heard one of these FPI quacks say on the air yesterday that even a close loss to Auburn in Alabama still has a good chance of getting in. How about that one?
That's crazy. That is
crazy. I mean, I heard it. I heard it with my own ears.
Yeah, no, I believe that you heard it. I think that concept is totally crazy.
Oh, I mean, it is the worst thing that has happened in the media industry in my four decades involved in covering college football. The NFL doesn't go through this. No other sport goes through this where you because of the who's in mentality, you hire these analytic guys that are, you know, punching data into and out of a computer, and they're trying to tell you that, you know, we don't have to worry about these teams in the Mountain Zone or the Pacific Time Zone. They really don't matter because FBI says they only have a 6% chance of getting in. So the what happens is that the media, and this is not on the analytics guy, but it is on our business, the media says, then why bother covering Utah? Why bother covering Minnesota? Why bother covering Baylor? You know, it's just horrible. It's the worst thing that's happened in the coverage of college football in the 34 years that I've been doing it nationally.
Mm. Tim Brando joins us this morning here on the show from Fox Sports. Later on today, he's calling the Apple Cup, Washington and Wazoo. Tomorrow, he's calling Notre Dame and Stanford, both games on Fox. Do you think that dynamic that you're criticizing changes with an 8-game playoff if there's 18 playoff, if there's kind of clear demarcations of winning a power conference, or do you think that's just the reality now of teams that are in versus teams that are out?
Yeah, you know, DA, I think it would help. I don't think it will completely diminish it because we're living in a world of analytics, I think, to a point. And, it's funny. In the television business, more and more money is being spent on rights and less money is being spent on journalism. You know, we're dumbing down the coverage of the sport because we're paying so much for the rights to air it that we don't want to cover it from a national standpoint. We would rather somebody give us a reason not to have to worry about teams that we don't generally care about because they're not from a densely populated area. And that, again, as I said, it's really troublesome to me to see this taking place. I mean, there are three NFL players. I'll say two first-rounders, three NFL players at key positions called the Hallandale Three at Utah. Tyler Huntley's going to play in the league. Whether he's a first-rounder, I'm not a draft Nick, I don't know, but he's going to play in the league. Zach Moss is one of the best running backs in the country that no one's heard of. And Damari Simpkins is another outstanding receiver that will also play in the league. But nobody knows them. Nobody knows about them. They're from Florida. They could easily be playing in the SEC. They chose Utah because Dennis Erickson of Miami fame was a running back coach at Utah for a while for Kyle Whittingham, and he helped recruit him. But people don't know about them because they're playing out in Utah. A lot of their games are at 11 o'clock at night Eastern. I've done them two of the last 4 weeks. this is a great football team with great players on it. Their defense is fantastic. Kyle Whittingham is a great coach, exemplary. But, you know, this system, this flawed system, is just looking down its nose at Utah. And to some extent, the same's going on with Baylor and Minnesota. The difference with those two teams is they get to play in bigger games. Like the game with Penn State helped Minnesota in terms of its identity crisis. The game, even the loss to Oklahoma, helped Baylor with its identity crisis. And they'll get to play them again, in all likelihood, in the Big 12 title game. And, you know, we're talking about two teams here, whether it's Oklahoma or Baylor or Utah. They could be 12-1. They could be undefeated in their conference, undefeated in conference play in Utah's case, playing nine games in its league. By the way, since the three leagues in the Power Five went to nine regular season games, none of them have come out undefeated. Ohio State was the national champion in 14, but they did not go. They did not play nine games in the conference that year. Okay, they only went to nine in 2015, and the Big Ten haven't been in the college football playoff since. So we're talking about two 12-1 conference champions of Power Five schools that could be left out because they don't get enough coverage, and Alabama is Alabama, and they don't even have to play on the championship Saturday in Atlanta. So, I mean, that's what we're looking at, DA. I mean, it's pathetic to think, but that's what we're looking at.
Yep. Tim Brando's got the call later on today. Washington and Wazoo in the Apple Cup, 4 p.m. Eastern time, coming up on Fox. And then tomorrow, a doubleheader from Tim and the gang, Notre Dame and Stanford from Palo Alto, 4 o'clock Eastern time on Fox Sports as well. I highly encourage you, if you're a college football fan, to follow Tim on Twitter, at Tim Brando, and watch his On Brando videos. I think they're excellent, always on point in terms of what we want to talk about, what we're looking to talk about, discussion points in college football. I love them, Tim. You're doing a great job as always. I always appreciate the time. Can't wait to hear your calls this weekend.
Thank you, DA. I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours and to all my friends around you there at CBS. I spent a lot of wonderful Thanksgivings in Studio 43 and on List 54th between 6th and 7th. Give my best to everybody up there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.